Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the air, center field, pretty well hit. Gardner back at the track, looking up, it's off the wall. One run scores. Tyler White's around third. He's going to try and score. The throw home is not in time. We're tied at three.
Damn, that was sexy. That was sexy. Seeing why they score from first base, that was real sexy.
Pretty ballsy of Gary Pettis to send Tyler White from first to home, but he did know Gary Sanchez, not the best catcher for the Yankees. We know that from the ALCS a couple years ago. Got me to thinking, John Lopez, which people in Houston have the biggest coconuts?
That's a great question. Does it have to be sports?
Yeah, that's usually what my goal is. Why? What else?
No, because some sports ones come up, but I started thinking as you were asking the question. I mean, the person who ultimately, and is sports related, makes the final decision on the Astrodome.
Sure. You can put them on your list if you like.
Right?
Sure. We're going to go city council. Let's do it.
Yeah, or Harris County. Bregman's got a big pair, man. He's always, you know, pushing the extreme, unafraid to say what he thinks and back it up. Sparkle Princess, I think, has a pretty big pair.
Our love story.
Putting herself out there like that, despite all the blowback, so to speak.
No, but she has editing rights on the YouTube. She looks at the comments before and only lets the ones post that are positive.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so she's
true.
Not really.
All right, I'll scratch
she
that.
Probably has someone else do that.
I'll scratch
I would
that.
Say Justin Verlander is very high on the list. We've seen how good he is in October when it matters most. He brought a World Series here. Justin Verlander has a massive pair of coconuts.
What about Daryl Morey bringing in Carmelo? It backfired, but you, me, and everyone was talking about, oh, man, we're worried about this. And we were right, but he didn't care, right?
I'm not giving him credit for that.
Well, I think you do have to give Daryl Morey some credit.
I give him credit for punting on it.
He's had a bad year, all right? Now the Rockets are playing their ass.
Well, he's had a good midseason. Yeah. He had a bad start. He had a bad offseason, a good end season.
Mm-hmm. That's a better way to put it. But keep in mind, he also had a big pair bringing in Chris Paul. There's only one ball, guys. Who's going to handle the ball between Paul and Harden? He didn't care. I'll give him some credit on that.
I think Chris Paul has a pair, too. I think Chris Paul leaves it all out there when push comes to shove. And I'll say this as well. Another guy in the starting lineup, P.J. Tucker. I think P.J. Tucker gives no Fs. I think he's got a huge pair of coconuts.
Mm-hmm. I think DeAndre Hopkins, just because the way he goes after a football. I think just on the field, he's unafraid. He tries to catch everything in his sight. He's not afraid to play it tough on the sideline, et cetera. I think DeAndre Hopkins deserves that.
I think Jose Altuve, we saw him last year play basically on one leg. He was actually going to play second base, they said, if the ALCS had gone six. But Jose Altuve, shortly after the Astros got eliminated in the ALCS, he had knee surgery. He was playing on one knee. I think Altuve's got some big coconuts.
Yeah, that's a good one. Trying to think who else. Well, Deshaun Watson, just for standing back there, taking a bus to Jacksonville and standing behind that line, getting his butt beat every weekend.
Yeah, he gets it for real. Sometimes to a detriment, because I think a lot of times he'd get out of harm's way.
Yeah.
George Springer, got to put him on the list. I feel like almost every Astro could be on this list. George Springer has a big pair of coconuts.
Mm-hmm. P.J. Tucker?
I already said that.
Somebody texted P.J. Tucker and Justin Reed. I don't know if Justin Reed would be on there.
Well, he's putting himself out there with Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely put him on there. J.J. Watt, got to put J.J. on there. Can't leave out the guy who came back last year, Defensive Player of the Year candidate. J.J. Watt, big pair of coconuts.
Trying to think who we're missing. In the now, obviously.
You got it all about covered.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Who else?
I don't know. You didn't.
texters are just kind of saying the same thing. Justin Reed, Daryl Morey, Chris Paul, Deshaun Watson. I think Daryl Morey, now we're going in back in time, Mario Elie, Kiss of Death, Nolan Ryan. Yeah, but we're talking about like right now. Right now who it is.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Speaking of coconuts, the mm-hmm. Texas Rangers. I went digging in the Rangers clubhouse. I had someone extremely close to the situation. Texted him last night. I said, can you ask your boy about D-grab?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I already did. I said, and? And we're talking about the Texas Rangers grabbing each other's junk after home runs.
Mm-hmm.
He said they've been doing it for years, but usually it's just a joke tap and not a grab. So I guess they just got a little bit out of control.
I got swept
excited
up in the moment.
For himself. And I said, WTF. He said, not from me. So don't quote me. But apparently Joey Gallo says normally it's just a little bit of tap, but it got a little bit more romantic. So they decided to just grab they decided to go palm deep in each other's junk.
So it wasn't just a one-off. It wasn't just a one-time occurrence. Some people have said that.
Yeah, it's a normal thing. But it's normally just a little bit more of a tap.
And TMZ, you said, has it now and has been talking
TMZ
about
had it yesterday, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they did. Someone says John Lopez has a little coconut. What is that supposed to mean?
I have no idea what that
means. What does that even
mean? My kids are coconuts. They're...
Someone
half and half.
1052 says James Harden has the biggest pair of coconuts. All the criticism about his game, and he continues to ball. I don't agree with that. I mean, I like James's game, but you know, until you play your best basketball when it matters most, or until I feel like you're carrying your team in the playoffs when it matters most, can't give it to you. I can give you the MVP, and I respect your game, but I'm not putting James Harden on the coconut list yet.
Somebody said Lance McCullers. I like that. McCullers is a tough dude.
Yeah.
He'll challenge anybody.
He will challenge. And, I mean, when he came back from that injury and went in the pin in the World Series, Charlie Morton used to be one of those guys too, but he's no longer with us. He's not dead, but he's just, you know, he's just on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Remember when McCullers, like, stared at the batter and said, I'm right here, bleeper, bleeper.
Yeah, but he knew people were breaking it up, yeah, let's be honest. He didn't want no smoke.
He challenged him straight up.
Yeah, he didn't challenge anyone straight up. There was like 15 people around him.
He did. He just knew there was some backup.
It's like the hold me back guy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something, man.
Oh, Andre Howe.
Andre Howe. Yeah, well, he's
what
no
are
longer
we thinking?
With us. He's gone, though.
Well, I mean, but he's...
He retired.
I think he's still in town.
He retired.
They just put him on the list yesterday officially, so he's officially not going to be on the roster.
Yeah, he's not on the roster. I would say maybe you could put... I'm not going to put anyone. I was going to put someone on the Texans defense there, but I'll put Bernardrick McKinney on there. I think Bernardrick McKinney is a pretty tough guy. He gets in there. He's a little bit fearless. I think Dylan Cole is too, but he just gets hurt too much.
Isn't it funny the names that we're not including?
Who?
Bill O'Brien?
It's not my job.
No, he's a very conservative guy.
Mike
D'Antoni has some coconuts.
He does. He deserves
his
to be
style. On. His style is is very coconut
and unapologetic.
And by the way, Mike D'Antoni, it looks like he's getting his discharge papers from the hospital, according to a source close to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's about to head home. Don't know when he's going to be ready to return.
He's not
going to
coach.
Bench.
He's not going to coach the last game.
Yeah, he's not going to coach the last game, but he will be home watching. He's in very good health. He's in very good hands. So. That's good to hear. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. I got an interesting situation that I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know about, like, the kids these days sliding in DMs and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do that all the time, don't you?
It goes down in the field.
I definitely do not do that. But,
Who
I think
did
our
it?
Boss might think I slid in her DMs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So this is what happened.
What happened?
This is what happened. How new, Figgy, how new is the Facebook story?
It's not that new. It's been around for maybe a year.
Maybe a year, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because I found myself getting random Facebook messages and me not really knowing what the hell is going on and why I'm getting these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And why are people sending me these messages? So I didn't really know what to make of them. So the other day, and this is...
You're talking about like bots and stuff?
No. Like in your Facebook messages, you'll get messages from like listeners saying something random.
Oh, yeah, I get those.
But it's not like it would just be like little small comments like LOL or haha, and I didn't really know why it was happening.
Right.
So I guess you could call this like kind of what when keeping it real goes wrong. Maybe our boss is smarter about this than me because I thought I was just getting random DMs.
Mm-hmm.
But our boss, she put a picture up of her and her dad like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I met her dad at the Texas Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very nice guy. He's a Kansas guy. He used to be a coach. So she put him on her Facebook story, and I was just trying to be nice, and I said, "What's up, coach?"
Mm-hmm.
I was basically saying it to her dad.
Right.
Well, I was looking in my messages yesterday, and I saw that I had like a thread, like a DM thread with Sarah,
mm-hmm.
our boss.
Right.
And it's just me saying, "What's up, coach?" So it looks like I'm just sending her something that says, "What's up, coach?" But I was really commenting on a picture of her
dad. Why don't you
dad.
Just comment on the picture?
I did.
No, when you comment on somebody's story on Facebook, it goes straight to their DMs.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like commenting on a picture. So now it looks like I DM the boss.
Hold on a second. So when I leave a comment on any...
No, not the picture, the story. Like
if you look at the top of Facebook,
the story,
like those.
Yeah.
Like if you're on the far right, like if there's a picture, like just click on a story right there.
Okay.
All right. If you commented on that
right here,
instead of
it
just
says right there, reply in Messenger.
Okay.
Why don't you read?
Obviously, I didn't read. So now it looks like I said, "What's up, coach?" randomly to our boss.
It kind of do the same thing with Instagram too, but you could tell you replied to a story though.
Yes, because it shows a picture of the story, right?
Yeah.
It shows a picture of the story and it says it. It doesn't do that in Facebook. It just sends a direct message that says, "What's up,
That's
coach?"
That's a big mistake.
So for all she knows,
did you do a little winky
boss,
face?
The freaking boss thinks I just said, "What's up, coach?" randomly to her and tried to slide in her DMs.
Is that like
and I was really trying to, what I was trying to do is I was trying to say, "What's up to her dad." So it was actually like a really thoughtful thing because I talked to her dad. I talked to her dad for 30 minutes about how much he used to coach and how much he likes to coach. So I was just saying, "What's up, coach," to her dad. Mm-hmm. And it looks like I DM'd our freaking boss.
She thinks it's like a pet name you have for her.
Exactly, dude.
It'd make it worse if somebody looked in your DMs and seeing you was trying to mess with somebody too.
Dude, I know, man.
He found that out the hard way.
I don't know what.
What's your biggest social media blunder?
That?
Figure you have to. We all have some. I'm trying to think of mine, but like your biggest social media blunder.
Figgy sent a DP to someone by accident.
Nah, that never happened.
He posted it. No, he was trying to send a DM DP,
One thing I did do on mistake, it was during a text message, though.
Yeah.
I screenshotted somebody's conversation and sent it to that same person.
Oh, yeah, that's easy to do.
So it was real awkward.
I've done that before where you're like talking about
somebody,
person, but you just have their name in your head, so you send it to them. And then you try to backpedal like Deion Sanders.
I remember a long time ago, I don't know where, I was in a meeting, not here. It was like for a charity or something. They had me there, or some committee or something. I don't remember. But the speaker was just going on. Oh, I know what it was. Oh, I can't say. It had to do with the Super Bowl. Okay, when it came to Houston, I was invited to go somewhere, and the person involved was just going on and real self-important and like had every answer. And we're supposed to be going around the table with ideas and thoughts, and this person went for like 20 minutes, and I knew this person, and I texted, "Can you believe this guy?" to a friend of mine, but I did exactly what you're talking about. I sent it to him.
And then I know you backpedaled because you're damn
good
backpedaler.
I got out of it like that.
What'd you say? And then you blamed someone else?
No, because he texted me afterwards and like ? I said, "That question you got, could you believe that question you got?" Like saying like somebody asked him a dumb question, but I was really talking about him. Can you believe this guy?
Man, there's so much drama started now with social media. I can't even imagine like the drama the kids go through now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Johnny, the junior in high school, liked Sarah's picture or something, and then his
he left heart eye emojis under my comment.
Yeah.
Screenshot and send
imagine.
It.
Why do
MySpace?
People read so much into just a regular old comment
or a like or something?
Yes,
it's really not a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really nothing. And the worst, and we had this today, Figgy. We were talking to someone. Why didn't y'all like my picture yesterday? Why didn't y'all, man? I didn't think much of it. Like, what do you think?
Well, I don't see them all. First of all,
I mean, honestly,
who said you can say it? Who said that?
Who said it, Figgy?
Why you?
I don't remember. I'm asking.
Putting Figgy on the spot.
My girl Shannon. Shannon said that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
She was mad that Shannon was mad that Paul. I guess Paul commented on her picture but didn't like it.
Oh, brother.
Why can't people trust me on this?
Paul said something, and she was disappointed that he commented but didn't like. This is the
we
other thing
get
these
her
kids.
In here.
This is the other thing these kids got to understand. Yeah, we'll get her in here next.
Why is that a big
Figgy,
deal?
Figgy, go get her right now. Actually, go down there and get her. We got a few minutes.
Why is that a big
tell
deal?
Her to come down here. Yeah, I really want
to
hear
to
this.
To comment on something and not like it, and that's a big deal.
I don't understand it. And this is the other thing that people got to understand. All these people that are trying to just get likes, like, all likes aren't equal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, because me and Lopez will send each other stuff, a lot of times it's a like because they're either making fun of you.
Right.
They're either marking it, like bookmarking.
That's what I do on Twitter.
When I
like something on Twitter, it's not necessarily mean like, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm marking it so I can talk about it, you know, on the show or later with whomever, you know, whatever. They mean totally different things.
I feel like a lot of people forget that when you like something, everybody else can see what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be some people liking some creepy stuff.
Yeah. 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 And they're like, what? Why are
yeah,
they
Yeah, some people
that?
Be liking porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, what is a like? If like sometimes people will say, I can't believe my grandma died. This is one of the worst days of my life. And then someone will like it. Why do you like that?
Is it a like when a relative of yours dies? Oh, I like that?
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. when they like it. But some of these kids got to understand, all likes aren't equal.
Mm-hmm.
All likes are not equal. So you just need to understand that. Like everyone's opinion, oh, gosh, we're about to get a hot take on this. Hot take, Stacey, where the F have you been?
I have been busy. It's springtime.
It is.
Everyone's mulching.
It's mulch time.
Everyone's working in their yard.
Yep.
So we are a little busy, but I had to join in on this one.
Okay.
Because I have been guilty when I've had a little too much to drink and you get a little bit braver on Facebook, on comments, and next morning you kind of think about it and say, uh-oh. Did I really just send that? And you go back and look, and yep, I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't drink in Facebook, Stacey.
No.
That's
no.
kind of a rule now.
Yeah, it's not good. Just like, you know, don't drink in text.
Yeah,
really should just hide the cell phone.
Exactly. That's always good advice right there. Always. All
right.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Hot Take Stacey. Cindy in Kingwood, who I met the other day at Lil Woodrow, she said, her ex used to question why she liked something and ask me if I liked them. And she was like, damn, dude, you give that like button a lot of power, LOL.
That's true. It doesn't mean, why are you flirting with him? No, it doesn't mean Cindy and Kingwood is flirting with anybody. It means she likes that post.
I'm going to go try to talk to our boss right now.
Yeah,
I'm
you got to straighten
She's
this out.
A lot of meetings. Yeah, I just
you
got to
iron
sure.
this thing out.
It's weird. I didn't know that that was.
I think
it was
you
like
should.
Instagram.
I think you should
her.
Lead with. First of all, I wasn't flirting with you.
First of all, you're a beautiful woman and all.
That's right.
But I was not trying to slide in your DMs, boss.
Mm-hmm. Even though I did.
I am. No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not.
I think technically you did.
Untechnically, I did not.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to solve this next on In the Loop.
What if she gave me like no. A no?
No, shut up. Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins has a message for the world, and Johnny Manziel has new career aspirations. We'll get into that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.